This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. An international conference on adult stem cell research is due to open on Thursday in the Vatican. The three-day event, entitled Regenerative Medicine, Fundamental Change in Science and Culture, brings together politicians, medical researchers and students to discuss the latest developments in this field. Monsignor Tomas Trafne, head of the Pontifical Council for Cultures, Science and Faith Foundation, told me that one of the goals of the conference is to educate people on the dialogue that exists between science and faith.
Why is the Pontifical Council for Culture involved in a conference that would be deemed more scientific?
Because one of our mission is to dialogue with different communities, with different environments, and when blessed Pope John Paul II established the Pontifical Council for Culture, he simply showed that an essential fundamental part of our mission will be to dialogue with the contemporary culture. And the contemporary culture is extremely affected and guided by science. So we think that the Church cannot ignore science. We cannot ignore the developments that are behind science. And we don't want to be identified with the idea that we express some opinions only when we have to condemn someone or to simply say that they are wrong. We want to be part of the discussion. We want to follow science, to learn from scientists, and to see what kind of impact the science could have or will have on culture, on society, on anthropology, on philosophy, on theology, and on pastoral activities.
You mentioned in your discourse that you want to give a positive message that the Church is not in opposition to science.
Of course. I mean, there are still many prejudices among people, and unfortunately some events in the past highly damaged the image of the Church, and people just used these events, you know, historic events, to remind others that Church could be, you know, to some extent could damage, you know, the dialogue or science itself. This is not true. We have very interesting and powerful involvement with science, and it's enough to see that and to know that the Pontifical Academy of Sciences is one of the oldest scientific body around the world, and there are, you know, many Nobel Prize winners sitting there and trying to help us to understand what is science about and what we should take care about.
Just one final question. If there are one or two things that you really wanted to see coming out of this conference, what would they be?
Well, this is a tough question because we have many goals. Okay.
One of the goals was kind of the idea of education.
Right. Well, we would like to spread a message to globally. So to educate people, to reach, you know, our believers, our pastors, to let them know they don't need to live with some fear. They don't need to make a choice between science and faith. They can be, you know, religious people, spiritual people, and they can embrace scientific research without any concerns. But they have to remember that they need to follow scientific, you know, ethically correct research. And there are many communities, so scientific communities, that are involved in morally accepted research. And that's why we want to support them, we want to encourage them, and we want also to create for them some opportunities to meet others and to enter into alliance.